Hi everyone, welcome back to the Start Now podcast. This is Nomin, your host speaking. Now before we start our interview today, I would like to share a little bit of my story because I think it relates to our topic today. You know, I've always wanted to become an entrepreneur ever since I was a kid. And throughout the years, I have started many little projects and small businesses. But when I say small, I mean very, very small. So to give you an example, when I was in college, I started making tutus for little girls and sold them online. Then I started selling Instax Polaroid cameras in Mongolia. They were actually pretty successful, but both of those side hustles didn't make enough money for me to do them full time. However, that's not really the point that I'm trying to make here. The point is that I started them. I started doing them. And I never really had problems starting a project that I was passionate about until 2 years ago when I moved back to Mongolia and didn't have a job. And actually, I didn't want to get a job. I wanted to start my own business, but I wasn't sure what I wanted to do exactly. So while I was doing my research, I started teaching English online at this online Japanese company. And I actually really enjoyed it. So I wanted to start my own online English program in Mongolia. So I started doing more research and started teaching other Mongolians with one-on-one private tutoring. But after doing that for a few months, I was still stuck on that research and preparation stages. I was scared to actually launch my own course. Then one day on January 1st, 2019, I made the decision to just start and then deal with all the problems and doubts that I was scared of later. Now it's been a year and a half since I started it, and I've actually been traveling during that time. I've been to Washington, D.C., Orlando, and the Bahamas, Singapore, New York City, and of course my home country, Mongolia. I guess I can say I've become a digital nomad, which is pretty cool. Now, our guest today is another digital nomad, but she took it a step farther. She is a digital nomad mom. That's right, she has been traveling with her daughter all around the world for the past couple years. She owns a marketing agency and is the founder of Digital Nomad Moms, the Dream Club, and the Online Business Success Academy. I'm very excited for you guys to hear her story, but one more thing, I have to apologize for the sound quality. There will be a couple glitches. I'm still learning to host a podcast. Sorry about that. So, okay, please enjoy the interview. Thank you. Hi, Chanel.
Hey, great to meet you.
You too. How are you today?
I'm really good, thank you. Yeah, just got lots of time to focus and do all those things I'm putting off. So I'm trying to get things done this week.
Mm-hmm. And you said you are currently in UK?
Yeah, that's right. So I'm from Northampton and we're back here. We got back here at the end of February. So just in time for lockdown pretty much. So yeah, it's good to be back.
Yeah, where have you traveled so far in 2020?
So in 2020, only Thailand, but me and my 10-year-old daughter, we've been traveling for the last 2 years. So in that time, we've been to a lot of places, we've been all around the world.
Yeah, how many countries would you say?
I think it's about 10 countries.
Okay.
We slow traveled, so we spent quite a lot of time in the U.S., Australia, New Zealand, so those are quite big countries, you know, to visit. So yeah, it was more like longer times in those bigger countries.
I see. Okay, so let's just start from the beginning, right?
Sure.
You started your online marketing business 2 years ago, right?
So it was about 3 years ago now. It was 2017. I was working as a marketing coordinator in a 9-to-5.
Okay.
And I wasn't really loving it, to be honest, to put it mildly. Because I had my daughter when I was really young. I was 19 when I had my daughter. Okay. So I went back to uni when she was about 2. So I didn't graduate till I was 25. So by that point, you know, everyone else had been in a 9-to-5 since they were 18. And I was really shocked by the whole situation of having to sit somewhere all day. Because at uni, you know, you don't really, you can go in when you want. You can miss lessons if you need to. And especially being a single mum, being in uni was great because it was so flexible. So if you didn't, if you know she was sick, I just wouldn't go to a lecture. It wasn't really an issue. But then going into a 9-to-5 when she was, you know, 5 years old, it was a big shock. 5 or 6 she was. It was a big shock to the system for both of us. For her being away from me all day, every day, from 8 in the morning till 6 at night. So yeah, it was difficult, and I didn't love it at all. So I started sort of looking into freelancing and different online business options, all kinds of different online business options, because when you type in make money online, obviously loads of things come up and lots of dodgy stuff as well. So eventually, because I was already in marketing, I thought, you know, freelancing would be a good way to go. And so I started freelancing on the side in 2017 alongside my job.
Okay, I see. All right, so you were still working as a marketing marketer during the day, and then how did you find your clients when you were freelancing?
So a lot of it was to do with my network. So I had a friend who was in the industry who I told her about what I was trying to do, and she gave me some clients. I met a guy who I became friends with, and he decided to go on his own and set up his own company, so he hired me. So at the beginning, it was a lot of my connections and actually friends and friends of friends and stuff like that. And then gradually I started building up my LinkedIn profile and to go into networking events. And that was really how I did it in the beginning. But it's not especially sustainable, sort of word of mouth marketing. And the way I market now is very, very different and very, a lot more strategic and a lot more targeted. But when I started out, even though I was in marketing, even though I was in social media management, I didn't know how to make those things really happen at the time.
I see. So when did you like decide, okay, now I'm at a place where I can quit my 9-to-5 job? And
so that didn't actually happen. I got made redundant after about 9 months in the job. So I got made redundant because I'd not been there very long. I just got 2 months pay. So to be honest, I was over the moon with that, because I'm sure, as you know, when you're trying to work and run a business, it's very difficult because you haven't got the energy to focus, and it's really hard to balance that. So this kind of gave me an opportunity, like a window of like 2 months where I could then build the business. I kind of put everything into it at that stage. So things got a little bit better, but still not great, because I just didn't know that sort of the lead generation strategy that I have now, which brings me lots of high value leads. I had no idea about that. And I didn't learn that until probably last year when I hired a coach to actually teach me that. Because a lot of people think they know how to do social media marketing, and they may know how to post some good posts, and they may know how to do certain things, but that's not the same as getting consistent great leads messaging you asking to buy your stuff. A completely different story. So I was still not doing great, but that same time as I got made redundant, me and my boyfriend split up. We've been together like 3 years. So it was a very difficult time, and I just felt like I needed something big, like to shake me up in life. And that's when the whole idea came about of traveling. And even though I didn't have the business, it wasn't in the best position at that time, I just decided that I was going to make it happen. So for the next few months, it was sort of, how can I make this happen?
I see. So how did you make it happen?
So like I said, I didn't have a lot of money at the time. So I started, first of all, I made a vision board, and I sort of put it out into the universe what I wanted to do. And I'm not super woo, I'm not super into, you know, woo stuff, but the vision board really helped me to focus my energy and focus my intentions on what I really wanted. So every day I was looking at that vision board, and I was seeing my goal, which was to travel the world full time with my daughter, to have a really great business. All of the things that I literally have now were on that board. So I think at the time that gave me then the energy to be like talking about it. I started posting on social media saying I wanted to travel. Has anyone know about travel? And joining all the Facebook groups, I'd ask people questions. And gradually over time, I found all these different tricks that meant that I could travel with basically no money. So First of all, there's something called Workaway. I don't know if you've heard of that.
Yes, but I have.
Yeah. So Workaway is where you stay with somebody and you help them with something in their home or business and you stay for free. Okay. So I found out about Workaway. I found out about house sitting, looking after people's pets, you stay for free. Mm-hmm. I found out about Skyscanner, which is, Skyscanner flight hack, which I use, which is where you search whole country and whole month rather than specific airport, specific dates. Okay. So it opens up the whole month and tells you how much it is to fly each month. And because of that, I booked flights to Italy for £10 each, flights to Mallorca for £15 each. Mm-hmm. And I found a flight to the US, to Boston, for £150 per person, which is like $120.
Yeah, that's amazing.
$170, it's the other way around, so it's a bit more in dollars. Yeah, but yeah, so it was just crazy. Anyway, so I found out about all these things. I was posting in all these Facebook groups, and I discovered world schooling, which is where you travel the world with your kids and homeschool at the same time. So the kids learn through experience and immersion rather than in the classroom. So I discovered about that.
What is it called again?
World schooling.
World schooling. Okay.
So like homeschooling, but world schooling. Yeah.
And they give you the system and material?
No, it's not about systems. It's about experience.
I see.
It's about visiting different, it's not a curriculum or anything like that. It's just it's a movement. It's about giving children the world and letting them learn from the world rather than sitting them in a classroom and teaching them things. Okay. So yeah, it's a very, so some people are more structured. Every family is different. Some people are more structured. Some people are unschooling, world schoolers, where they just say, do what you want, you know, roam free and learn. Mm-hmm. There's a spectrum, you know, with everything. Mm-hmm. So I was in all these groups and I was posting like I was going to be traveling on my own. I got offered places to stay by loads of other families. So with all of these things together, in the end, I booked a one-way ticket to Boston for £150 each. We then traveled across the US in Airbnbs, staying with world schooling families.
Oh, wow.
And then went all the way across the US from Boston all the way to LA. Then LA to Hawaii, stayed with another world schooling family in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Australia, where I've got family. Stayed with my family and friends in Sydney, and then did a work away in Brisbane, and then a work away in New Zealand, and then we went to Thailand to visit my other friend. And then through this whole period of time, I was kind of, you know, learning about business, but at the same time, I wasn't earning great money until probably a year ago when I hired my first coach, and he actually told me, right, this is how you need to get it all together. And this is one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about coaching, actually, because I've been in the marketing industry since I was 20. I've worked in events management, in marketing. I did a degree in business, and I still never had the answers until I hired a coach to teach me those specific strategies of how to make money online. It's, you know, it's a very specific process you have to follow, and it's it's just not something that's widely known. So yeah, I was traveling and I was really broke most of the time. The whole first year I was like pretty much hand to mouth. I was getting paid from a client to book the next flight or to book the next accommodation. So it was quite stressful as well. It was a stressful time. But somewhere around Hawaii, I just said to myself, I was like, I need to make a big change. And I said to the universe, I was like, I need some time away from social media to focus, and I need something to happen to change this all. And then I got to Hawaii, and the first day I got there, I dropped my phone in the sea.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, the universe is like, you want time away from social media? There you go then.
That's amazing.
So I was like, oh, yeah, it was crazy. So after that, it gave me time to sit back and think. And I think a lot of times when we're working on our business every day, we kind of get into this tunnel vision of like, we can't actually see the bigger picture. And I was like, what am I actually doing? Like, I need help. And that was when I, you know, started working with somebody to help me and realize how I need to start restructure everything I was doing. And so essentially I was doing social media management, which was, you know, having to find the clients and then having to do all the work for the clients, which is very time consuming. Again, you're in that tunnel vision, you can't see the wood for the trees kind of thing. So I realized that I needed to become a business owner rather than a freelancer, essentially. Okay. Because as a freelancer, you never have any time to actually promote yourself because you're so stressed out doing the work. Mm-hmm. And then it's like a vicious cycle. And also as a social media manager, with the way the social media platforms are right now, anyone will know that a business page on Facebook, an Instagram account, with just content, it's very difficult to get any results mm-hmm. with just posting, unless they're a huge business. Mm-hmm. You need to be running ads. You need to be, you know, generating some kind of leads. You need to be taking them somewhere, either building an email list, taking them to a website. You need to be doing something. Social media on its own in that way doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
So I decided to team up with some other experts that I knew. So Facebook ads manager, web designer, SEO, those kinds of people, and build myself an agency. Mm-hmm. And it sounds super complicated and things like that, but really I would just find the work and then delegate the work. Mm-hmm. So it was, instead of me doing it all, I was just outsourcing it all. And it meant we could go for bigger projects. Correct. It meant we could go for larger numbers, bigger companies. Mm-hmm. And so obviously that completely changed the situation, because then even once I got a new client, I would work on them for like a few weeks, get everything set up, but then mm-hmm. it was done and I could leave it all to the team and then I could focus on marketing again.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like the big shift for me in my business, and the realization that, you know, if you want to be successful in business, you can't do it on your own. You mm-hmm. have to outsource. Mm-hmm. If you want to grow, you have to build a team. You have to, you know, think strategically as a business owner rather than like an independent person. So that was kind of where that all started for me.
I see. Wow, amazing. Let's go back a little bit with Workaway. I actually have seen it, and I have a couple times almost tried to buy the membership, but I just couldn't do it because, I don't know, sometimes you don't know how the hosts are, you know, because they don't have a lot of reviews or things like that. So how did you find your first host?
Well, that is a whole big story. So the first Workaway I ever did was terrible. It was an absolute disaster.
Oh, no.
But I went on to do 6 more after that that were amazing. Mm-hmm. So one of my big things in life is, you know, you've got to try something a few times. You can't put everything down to one bad experience. Mm-hmm. You've got to just trust people. Mm-hmm. 99% of the people in the world are amazing people and good right. and kind and, you know, generous and helpful people. Right. I think we have this media craze of like showing you all the bad stuff. So mm-hmm. a lot of times it's difficult for us to see that actually most people are good. So I didn't really have a problem with trust. I was happy to stay with people. I'm very social as well. So maybe like if you're a really, you know, big introvert, it may not be great for you because you need that time to be by yourself. But mm-hmm. I'm very social at talking to people. So I wasn't too concerned about it. The first Workaway I did, it was in Mallorca. She was a single mum with 2 kids. And she put me in a room with her 12-year-old son and my daughter in a room with her daughter, rather than putting her 2 kids in one room and putting us in one room. So I was in bunk bed with a 12-year-old boy above me.
Interesting.
Which was odd enough, but then he absolutely smelt so bad. Like his feet smelt so
bad. Oh no.
Yeah. Yeah, literally, it was awful. And so we were supposed to be there for 6 weeks, loads of other stuff as well. Like she was really funny about the Wi-Fi. It had to go off at a certain time early in the evening because she thought it would go in your brain. And she said that, you know, everything was going to kill you. She wouldn't eat salt or pepper, any seasoning. I had to make boiled rice and steamed vegetables every day with no flavor.
Wow.
Like, I love my cooking. I love food and stuff. So it was just like so not right for me.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, luckily, a friend of a friend also lived in Mallorca. And she was like, just come and stay with me until you find somewhere to go. Uh-huh. So we went to stay at her for a week or so. And then I found another Workaway in Madrid. And uh-huh. that was amazing. She was a single mom with 4 kids, but they were all older. They would be out pretty much the whole day. They would mm-hmm. they would come home at like 7 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock at night, from mm-hmm. being out from 7 in the morning. So we had the house, beautiful big house in Madrid, to ourselves all day.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would have dinner with them. We would talk. It was lovely. They were a really nice family. And then we did one in Brisbane. It was mm-hmm. a single dad with 4 young children and 2 big dogs. And mm-hmm. it was just like you would imagine. It was chaos.
Yeah.
So that was an experience. Like, they were all lovely, you know. Mm-hmm. They were all like a great family, but it was 4 young kids plus my daughter
mm-hmm.
plus the dad. So it was a lot of people in the house, 2 big dogs. It was crazy. So that one was an experience. And then we did one in New Zealand. And then my favorite ones were Italy. So I think Spain, Italy, and Turkey mm-hmm. were my favorites. And I think that's down to the culture. I think that the culture in those countries is already very hospitable, yes. isn't it? So it's like they cook you lots of food and, mm-hmm. and they do that even if you're supposed to be working. So yeah. like the Turkish ones, they picked up at the airport and they were like, you're not here to work. You're our guest. We Aww. Just want you to talk. You just want us to speak English. That's it. Yeah. So literally in Turkey, we did nothing apart from talk to them at dinner time. And wow. that was our whole work away.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So I think those countries that are already naturally very hospitable are the best ones, like Turkey, mm-hmm. Italy, Spain. They're used to that kind of that social thing. And they're the loveliest ones I've done, I think.
Okay, very good. That's amazing. And the second thing I wanted to hear more about was your business. So you got a business coach and then you decided to start a business instead of continuing by yourself, right? And business coaches,
didn't quite happen that way around, actually. It happened. Okay. I started the agency first and then I hired a business coach about a year ago. So I started the agency almost 2 years ago now.
I see.
Yeah. So what happened was I started the agency and I was trying to do that by myself again. And I got a couple of clients, and because they're higher end clients, that kind of kept me afloat. So that was okay. We had a couple of good clients for a while. But then what happened was loads of women were asking me, how are you doing this? You mm-hmm. know, how are you traveling the world full time? Because I was blogging about it and stuff like that. They were like, we want to know how, like, mm-hmm. how have you done it? So that's when I started the Dream Club, which is my coaching program. So that's my 12-step coaching program to help women launch their online businesses. Okay. But I'd only ever worked in marketing. I didn't really know about coaching. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to coach people. I put together this process, this 12-step process, but, you know, I wasn't a coach. And I didn't know how to reach people who wanted coaching, really. I didn't really know how that worked. So I tried it by myself for a little while with mixed results. Got a couple of clients, but I was like, I really want to take this seriously now. And I realized that I really needed help with generating high quality leads and sales, because I mm-hmm. was terrified of sales. Mm-hmm. So I hired a coach. It was about April last year I hired my first coach. So mm-hmm. it was less than 12 months ago. Mm-hmm. And that's when I learned all the stuff that I now know and a lot of what I now teach.
I see. I see coaches for different industries and different areas a lot these days. So for those people who are out there right now, right, they're just starting their business or who might be in the same boat as you were last year, how would you, or what advice would you give them to find the right coach and like what type of coach maybe perhaps exactly?
Yeah, I mean, it's a difficult one because I already had a process. I already had a business set up. Mm-hmm. I just needed help with very specific things, which was lead generation and sales. Mm-hmm. If you have no experience in business at all and you're just starting your business, mm-hmm. That's pretty much what my program helps with. So my program is like build it from the ground up, from like mm-hmm. first step, work on your mindset, realize mm-hmm. that, you know, what you can achieve. Don't set your standards low. Don't price yourself too low. You know, realize the potential that's out there. Mm-hmm. And it builds gradually, literally from mindset, which is the first thing. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of coaches out there that will give you bits of things. They'll mm-hmm. give you like, just show you how to create. So you can sign up for millions of coaching courses, how to become mm-hmm. a coach. Mm-hmm. And they'll give you the qualification of mm-hmm. a coach, a certificate, mm-hmm. you know, which I don't have. I don't have a coaching certificate. But they're not going to teach you how to make money. They're not going to teach you how to start the business. Mm-hmm. So it depends where your skills are. If you already feel like you know what you want to do, then mm-hmm. you could look at a specific coach who focuses on that. So say if you want to create an online course, mm-hmm. you could look for a specific coach who creates online courses. The thing with my program is I go in with everyone from day one and I say, we're going to work on you first, the first 2 weeks. And then we'll look at the online business options that are out there for you. Mm-hmm. So whether that's coaching, courses, agency, membership site, virtual assistant. And then we pick on week 3 based mm-hmm. on the mindset stuff and the goals they want to achieve and all that kind of stuff. So if you feel like you know for 100% sure, look for a course that specifically focuses on that thing. So, you know, how to launch a successful coaching business. Don't be fooled in thinking the coaching qualification is the same thing, because it's not. It's just the qualification.
Okay.
And if you want to, you know, start an agency, look for someone who helps people start an agency specifically. If you're unsure, then I don't know of any other courses other than mine where you can go in and figure out during the process. That's one of the main reasons why I created it, because when I first started out, I was looking at affiliate marketing and social media management and, you know, virtual assistant, all these different things. And nobody ever sat there and said to me, look, here's your options. These are the skills you need for each. These are the qualifications you need for each. These are the financial things that you can make from each of them. And that's what I do within my program, basically. I map it all out so you can then make an educated decision about which online business is actually right for you.
Yeah, that sounds perfect for those who are just starting out and still figuring out what they want to do. Because all the information out there can be very overwhelming if you don't know what you want to do yet, right? Yeah, awesome. So how does your average day look like day to day? What do you do? And especially, let's say you're not in quarantine right now, but if you were traveling with your daughter, so tell us, how does your normal day look like?
Okay, so usually my week kind of maps out like this. So Mondays, I have a slow morning. I don't tend to do much. And then I'll work in the afternoon and the evening. In the evening, I have my coaching call for my group program. Tuesday is like a full work day. I'll have coaching calls. I'll, you know, check in with my clients, check in with my team, have sales calls and stuff like that. Wednesdays is always my day off. So I don't work on Wednesdays. It breaks up the week for me then, and I've got like 2 weekends, which I love. And so usually if we're traveling on a Wednesday, we'll go and, you know, to the beach, or we'll go visit some museum, or, you know, whatever, where, depending on where we are in the world, or see family and friends. Thursday again is a normal working day, where I do coaching calls and sales calls and whatever I need to do. And then Friday, I tend to just work the morning till about maybe 1 or 2 o'clock. So my week's quite short, it's quite relaxed, and I don't work too much. I like to have balance. It's really important to me to have balance, especially as a mum, because, you know, I don't want to work all the hours. The whole point of being an entrepreneur was to work less, so I don't want to find myself then working just as much as if I had a job. And one of the things I always say to the ladies I work with is, I bet you could do what you... If you give yourself a whole week to do a task, it will take you all week. If you give yourself an hour, you can probably complete it in an hour. So I try and block out my days so that I'm not working all the time. So I only take calls on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I try not to have calls every day because they're quite draining as well. So yeah, I just try and, you know, make sure that I always have weekends off. So I only work about 20 hours a week.
I see. And with the world education, you said, with your daughter, what approach do you take for her to learn from experience?
Yeah, so she has quite a lot of online schooling now. At the beginning, it was very relaxed. The first year, we didn't do much, to be honest. We were just enjoying the travels and the experience. But in the libraries now with online school and tutors to try and help her, you know, have a bit more structure and things like that.
Is it like online schools that you find, or do you build your own curriculum?
So they have a day kit, and the tutor will say, what are your interests, what do you want to learn about, and then the kids will say, and then they'll go on different websites. They usually have to do like a bit of maths, a bit of reading as well, but I tend to let her be quite free in what she's doing. I found that that's been really beneficial for her. So I'm not too fussed about, you know, exams at this stage. She's only 10. So when we get to that stage, you know, for now, I think it's better for her to just learn what she's interested in and what she's passionate about.
I see. That's very interesting. That's very cool.